In local news, activist, surfer and local identity Malibu Hamilton passed away on Tuesday this week. Born Michael Hamilton in Carfair, he was called Māori Mike by the original crew of surfers in Raglan in the 1960s, before taking on the nickname Malibu after that. Surfing led to a concern for the environment, which then led Malibu to university, where he became an expert on the Resource Management Act. He ended up working as a commissioner on various decision-making panels around the country, and alongside Angeline Greensill was responsible for changes to the Waikato District Plan that enabled the creation of Papakāinga. A decade after that work, there are two flourishing Papakāinga in Whangaroa, the first on Wainamu Road, and more recently the second on Wainui Road near the Marae. He was instrumental in founding the Kariwe Project and Whangaroa Environmental Defence and put a lot of work into the legal case won by Kiwis Against Seabed Mining and into the work on the Surf Break Protection Society, which got many of our nation's surf breaks protected. Elsewhere, Waikato District Council has confirmed that it will be working with Hamilton City Council on designing a joint council-controlled organisation to deliver water services as part of the government's Three Waters reforms. Following discussion amongst all the Waikato councils, Hamilton City Council broke away and announced they were forming their own council-controlled organisation and that the other councils could join in later if they wanted. Recognising the Waikato District would need a solution sooner, however, they agreed to work on a joint Two Waters program, with stormwater being handled separately. It is not known how much say Waikato District Council will really have over the proposed CCO, and it is notable that they have the ability to opt out of the project and will continue to work on a joint waters entity with the other Waikato councils as well. The 14th annual Raglan Arts Weekend preview exhibition kicks off next week with the exclusive opening of its exhibition to the public on Friday the 4th of October, signalling the start of the Raw festivities. The preview exhibition will house 84 artworks, all of them developed specially for the event. All of them are for sale and some will apparently be offered at a very attractive price point. The Raglan Arts Weekend will be held over Labour Weekend once again from the 26th to the 28th of October, along with the Country and Blues Festival. And that is the Raglan News for Friday, 27th of September, 2024.